The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets Friday at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Are we podcasting? Are we recording, Jen? Are we here?
I think we are.
Let's podcast this
day. I've got this nifty screen on so I don't pop all my explosive consonants.
There's a lot to contend to.
That's the only part of my voice I can fix. The like shrill coming from the lungs of an 8-year-old is the...
You're stuck with
that. That part you're going to have to deal with. This is not your podcast if you have a problem.
I've really grown into my voice. I feel like I had this great voice. No, I had this voice when I was 14 and people were like, "You're smoking?"
Yeah.
And I'd get so upset. I'd be like, "What are you talking about? I am a representative on the student council. I did not make those choices."
Yeah, I did. Still didn't do anything, but you know, just force it up my nose more. So this is what you're getting. Welcome to the I'm
Welcome
So Hard
to
Podcast.
Welcome to the I'm So Hard Podcast.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook and wherever podcasts are listened to.
I want to be on TikTok. I watch a lot of it, but we're not on there yet.
You know what? Kristen is actually on TikTok a lot, watching it, but not... We're not...
Active.
Yeah.
No, I don't have any content
stuff yet.
I'm a voyeur.
Yeah.
And that's how you
nice
say it in the
pronunciation.
French word. Big news on our front. Jen's kids started school last week.
Yep.
And my kids started school today.
And she has not told me about it quite yet. And so I'm very curious to hear how it's going.
You know, it's day one. I was surprised at how emotional I was. I really did think, like, based on what we do and based on what, you know, what we talk about, I thought that I would go and like dance in the streets. I had this idea that I was going to take a portable speaker and play some version of like the Beastie Boys or something, like, you know, rock outside of it and be funny.
Yeah.
And as we were walking up and I saw all the parents and I saw our crossing guard, which, you guys, he's been at the school for 80 years.
Boy, a good crossing guard. Yeah.
I literally was so happy to be there. And it felt so good. I felt vulnerable and emotional and shaken, and the kids were like, "Oh, here she goes again." I was bawling all night last night.
Aww.
I bawled today.
But was it different bawling last night? Because you're like, you've got to get the F to bed.
Yes.
Or you're going to be nightmare people tomorrow.
Yes. 100.
But they were excited, probably.
They were excited, but they were also like chill and cool about it. And I was like, I was all over the place. I was trying to get an emotional reaction from them. Nothing. They were steady.
Anybody
want to
talk about their feelings?
Does anybody have feelings about tomorrow? There's a lot to be concerned about.
You're like, trying so cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out there. Were you slamming a lot of doors because you were like, I don't want
yes.
to deal with
100% started a fight with my husband over something super stupid. Because I did that today. I got mad at him and was being rude on the drive. And I recognize that's just because I don't want to cry.
Yeah.
And so we got up to the school and... you know, Finn's teacher passed away during the holidays from COVID. And so there was this like little part of heaviness that like he wasn't going to get to see his teacher.
Yeah.
And Eleanor was like really excited just to see what her teacher, Miss Rheingold, actually looked like in person. Because to see the classroom in 3D, that's all she kept talking about was like, it's a real classroom. It's not a picture of a classroom. It's a real classroom.
It's not Flat Stanley.
It's
like,
not Flat Stanley.
She's got a side and a back.
We made Miss Rheingold Flat Stanley. It was really funny. And so it was all these pictures of her head everywhere, which was hilarious. And so,
wait, where'd you make her flat?
Flat standing for a project for the school, which was hilarious. So Eleanor and Finn just had the best day.
Yeah.
Granted, we were only there for a short time, but we were happy to have it. They came home. All they could talk about is how good the cafeteria food was, which pissed me off.
You know what?
You know what? Those tater tots, you kind of can't beat them.
They're sending bags home.
They're sending bags home. How weird is that?
I tell you what, those chicken sandwiches are no joke, man. They're so good. They're as good as I remember them. I was like a double luncher on some days. They're so good, you guys.
The kids came home with this weird Salisbury steak in what looked like a thing for astronauts, and they were like so excited. And all Colin kept saying was like, "You cannot eat the coffee cake until you've eaten your lunch." That coffee cake is the biggest.
Get LAUSD schools. We had coffee cake in ours today too.
It was delicious.
Here's what's great. Say whatever you want to bash California. Everybody does, but you all love it in January. It's really. They take care of kids at school.
They really do.
They make sure every kid has breakfast. Hot breakfast, hot lunch, and even all the way through stay at home. You could go to a school. There were certain pickup sites, and you could pick up food for your family. So
I will say this. Last year, we didn't know how that situation worked. Evidently, you prepay for snacks and whatnot at the school, and I was prepaying for food. And my husband was prepaying for food.
Uh-oh.
And we were burning through a tab like somebody had a situation.
Snacks. Talk about double lunch.
And I went to the cafeteria lady and both of my kids were acting very suspicious, which is par for the course. And I go, can I see? Is there a way to see what they're ordering? Can I? And it was like the printer was like one of those old like dot matrix and the paper just kept folding.
So Wednesday they had scallops and a filet. It's a surf and turf.
Honestly, I go, what are you guys?
Twice baked potato is always extra.
I go, who's getting slushies? What's going on?
Exactly.
Have you ever been given permission to have slushy in your entire life? In your entire life on planet Earth? Like, you know, sometimes
but
our
you know,
friends
you're
want
like,
one.
If it's at school, because our kids, so they can bring a snack. They get like a little snack break. And they keep asking to put Oreos in their lunch. And this is where being a mom gets really tricky. I'm like, well, they're allowed. I offer the kids a snack every day that's like some sort of a treat. It's like two Oreo cookies.
Of course, we do too.
Maybe it's like fruit snacks. You guys were still trying to get through Halloween candy. Like it's because they literally can pick out two.
Right.
And some days they say no. They'd rather have popcorn, something salty, whatever. That's great.
Delilah,
I don't
want them
to lose their minds about sugar. Like, you know. So, but other kids at school are eating Oreos. And our school has the rule, you cannot bring sugar treats to school because the kids get too crazy. It's the request of the teachers.
Huh.
And kids are bringing Oreos to school. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God. Are they doing, like, drug trades on the playground? They're like, give me Oreos, man. Mm-hmm. How much you got?
Really?
They're going to be, like, worth
so
apple,
much. Apple slices? You think I'm going to – wait, are they green apple?
Are they green apple?
Are they the sour kind?
Your mom's packing Oreos? She's a cool mom.
Well, they always have, like, goldfish. It's still a snack that they love. Or, like, like pretzels or something like that. But I'm like, if you go to school and you ask your teacher, is it okay if I have – Oreo cookies as my snack.
Oh, man.
And she says, okay, then that's her.
That's on her.
So.
God bless them. You know, the moral of the story is we're so happy to be back.
Yeah.
Any semblance of normalcy.
I forgot the moral of the story.
Where there is no moral of the story. I just like to bring that. That's how I like to bring things back because you and I love, it's our favorite thing is a good tangent.
Let me tell you the actual, what I feel like is actually the moral of the story.
Right.
Which is that...
Do not bring up that I like to... That I want to have feelings.
No, I think it's important. You can tune me out. You can put your fingers in your ears. But we collectively have been through a really scary, traumatic thing. But you start to feel like maybe it's ending. And you've had to be so tough for so long. That it's when you finally get to let go of your butt cheeks that you can cry about stuff.
Yeah, and then just...
You don't have to put on the brave face anymore. You can be like, hey, guess what, kids? That was like maybe the hardest year of education you're ever going to have.
Yeah.
And it feels kind of okay to say it now. So it's a huge
I think that's where I was last night. I was like, do you guys remember when we set up a bunch of Legos? That should be a really, or a bunch of dominoes and made them go down the stairs.
Yeah.
That should be a happy memory for you because if all your takeaway is that I was a giant bitch for a year, I'm going to be so pissed.
If I have one other person tell me what I need to be doing in life or, like, how I need to be looking at this thing, it's been a couple long weeks. I'll punch him right in the fucking sniz, man. I can't.
Yeah, we're done.
I won't cuss this much for the rest of the podcast, you guys.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Off some steam.
You know what? We're so excited, though. On a bright note, we're podcasting on our own terms, which feels great.
Yep. We'll talk about that. That'll be a whole other thing.
I shouldn't. That's another thing. It's probably going to be.
Wait, what did you say?
I'm sorry, I'm talking over you.
Are we both supposed to talk at the same time? Is that how podcasts work? Because neither one of us has heard what the other one has just said. No, it's good. But just so you know, little window into our lives, this is what the first 10 minutes of every car ride where we get together looks like. But somehow we've heard it. Or Kristen did, and all I got was hi.
Yeah. I can listen to many things at one time. We just worked with a photographer who was like, you guys are so in sync. You guys just like stand and talk and move and like anticipate each other's moves. And I was like, it is really weird how we do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what she's going to say. She knows what I'm going to say. And we also know what the other one is saying when we talk over at each other. So enjoy that on this podcast. Yeah.
Welcome to our podcast.
Hey, Jen, should we talk about sports?
I think we should talk about sports. And now I should lay out the caveat that Kristen is more of a sports person than I am. And that means like in terms of living your life, like how you grew up, how you parent, and my opinions are unqualified. My do not pick me on your softball. We are such good friends. And Kristen was like, I don't want you. She sat me down and was like, I don't want you on my softball.
That is not true. That is not true. I got to undo. I'm already sweating from this situation. I asked you to take score.
Did you ask me to catch? But I did get kicked off a team for
you. I asked you one time because we needed a girl in order to play the game if you would be willing, and all you had to do was put a glove on and stand out in the field, and you said no. I begged you, and you said no, and you said, I'll keep score and bring drinks. And I was like, well, that sounds fun. That's fine.
Yeah, that counts. She's on our lineup.
So I ended up getting.
All you have to do is bat.
Jackie Hinton, who is a ballet dancer.
But she's probably great, though, huh?
Had never held a bat or put on a glove in her life. Somehow manages to hit the ball and travels the bases doing split leaps, sort of. You know how she's like a gazelle, like she runs?
That's what I was going to say. That she's a dancer. She has communication from her brain to her feet, and I don't. That's the problem.
I was just like, Jen's going to get upset when somebody yells at her to run to first. She's going to take it personally, start crying, and then tell him how she's not,
I'm not gonna,
using a love language.
You run. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to, like, he's your coach, Jen. You're supposed to run. He's telling you to run because he's your coach, and she'll be
I don't like his attitude. I'll go at my own pace. This is my journey, and not yours.
I will make it to first base when I am damn good and ready.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to quick have a nacho and a margarita, and I'll get to first base.
It was
base
me
when
that
I
got hit by the ball and earned the right to get to first base. So you let me do it the way I darn well please, okay?
Thank you.
Because there's no way I'm getting there from hitting the ball. That's
and
for sure.
That's when I was in a corner going, oh, God, I made a terrible decision. No, it's good. You did a great job on keeping score.
I'll keep your team from having to take a big
You're a good time at the Daily Pint when we'd go after for cocktails.
Absolutely. I'm like, call me when the game's over and I don't need to put on sunscreen. I'll meet you there. I'll even buy the first round.
Like, how are you gonna play in that hat, Jen?
Oh,
that giant rimmed hat.
It's if I'm playing, the hat's playing. There's not a separation between the two.
That's the only chance you have at catching a ball.
And I come about this genetically. You know what? Let's do commercials and then let's talk about
commercials. We make it sound so fancy.
Oh,
first of all, I'm going to go hit on the old AC because I'm sweating like a whore in church.
Yep.
I know that's going to go
me
over
too.
Well.
I'm starting to because even talking about sports feels
makes
like
Jen very nervous.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and give you some sports highlights here on Sports TV.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets Friday at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burn It Up Tour, all over again.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
There's my husband. This is when my husband.
You guys are so cute in that video where you're dancing.
He's the best.
He looks like Magnum PI in there. He's got a Hawaiian shirt on.
I'm loving his hair. Okay, so he's got Sarah.
We're back in the podcast now.
Hey, guys, we're back in the podcast.
Hi, Sarah. I just heard that you're listening.
So my mother-in-law has figured out how to listen to podcasts. Go, Sarah.
It's going to be awkward when she starts shit-talking your son, but look, you've met him,
right? No, it's
right?
Not.
Yeah.
She's like, I agree. She's like, I agree.
He is stubborn.
He is. He's difficult, Kristen. He is difficult. But he's let his hair grow long, and I love it because the longer it gets, the like tighter the curl gets. So it's got this like kind of like shitty morphing into a mullet kind of look. So I love it. And I liked it when we first were dating. He had this terrible mustache that like went all the way down and he looked like a detective. And I was like,
oh gosh,
I'm going to role play this all day long.
You're like, he looks like Samuel. Who's that? Yeah. With the brothers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know who that is.
I was married into it.
Yeah. Isn't he married to, this is how bad at Hollywood I am, you guys. He's married to
who?
Mick DeMoon. Who's the real badass woman in Fargo? Not Norm MacDonald.
No.
But her name is
Frances McDormand.
McDormand.
Who's also in Nomadland, which you have to see.
Is married to Sam.
No.
Not Donaldson.
Not Elliot. No, she's married to a
Sam
Cohen.
Sam Elliott is who I was thinking of.
Thank
Go
you.
Team.
You guys have made it.
You know
what
I knew we'd get there?
Who wants to give us an SAT question? Because we just took two trains from two different cities. They departed at the same time, and we ended up at the mall.
Yeah, that's how I know nothing about Hollywood, and Kristen knows everyone's name. So all I have to do is throw out a few, even like red herring, she still gets it somehow. So it's really impressive.
That's where I spend my time. So it's not reading.
Yeah, but this is what I like about, this is what I thought. May I speak uncensored? That you guys look like as much of a match as I've ever thought you did before.
Because we kind of look like brother sister.
Well, you do kind of, but no, it's sort of like your style has like merged a little bit. Like,
yeah,
he's a little less clean cut, you know.
Totally.
And I feel like you guys like you're matching right now.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're having a good time. I think quarantine is a big This is another podcast. I don't even remember. We'll I just get, got like a cold sweat talking about this, marriage and quarantine.
Yeah.
But you know what? Right now, he's not on the shit list, so everything's going great.
Well, they're golfing together, you guys, which is their aphrodisiac.
I'm not talking about that either, but we are going to talk about sports. We it was my aphrodisiac.
You're not doing it anymore?
No, I am, but I hurt my hand. And look, I have an issue with being competitive.
Oh.
So here's the thing about me. I will get competitive about something that I have zero skill in, which makes no sense. It's just a false sense of confidence. I think it might be a undiagnosed problem. I'll be like, I could be at a Ninja Warrior competition and I'd be like, I can do that course. And I, in no way, I can't do it.
I respect it because I could be the brain surgeon, like the head operator, and I would be like, do you have a better solution? Go ahead. Because you take the scalpel, sir. I don't.
See, and I might be able to talk myself into doing surgery. I might be like, how hard could it be? Just tell me how hard to press down with this metal thing.
Unless
I think
I'm
I can
drunk
figure it
on
out.
A plane, I can do fucking anything.
Jen,
guys.
Absolutely.
Please bleep
she's
all
a doctor.
These F's. I cannot believe I'm swearing so much, but obviously I've got a lot of aggression I need to work out.
Which is why sports are great.
Yes. Let's talk
sports.
To get back to sports.
Okay. Well, the reason we're talking about sports is because we're back. I can't deal with my glasses. We're back into the thick of it, right?
Yeah.
With sports?
Yeah. They have to play in masks, but.
We're back.
Yeah. We're back.
It's actually pretty great. Now.
They don't care. My kids would. If
nobody
you were
cares.
Like, you got to play in a moon suit, they'd be like, well,
that's they'd
okay,
be like,
great.
That seems wonderful. Like the greatest
yeah.
sport ever made.
I don't need
made.
Sunscreen then.
That's,
I'm loving it.
That's a new thing. Yeah. I want to be in that bracket.
Yeah.
So our kids are now, we've got soccer, we've got softball. We've got baseball, we've got dance, and we've got piano. Woo. Piano is not a sport, but if you're the parent and you're trying to get your kid to practice, you'll break a sweat, so it counts.
Yes, yes.
So my son and I are very similar. You tell Finn to run fast, he'll run fast. It doesn't matter if he's tired, doesn't matter if he's in a bad mood, he goes to a practice. Like, he's a workhorse. And I'm kind of the same way, to a fault. Like,
yeah.
If you just tell me to go do something, I go, yep, okay. And I might come back later and go, you know what? I didn't really enjoy that, but I did it because you told me to.
Especially, I'll go back to, like, the plank challenge that we did.
Oh, boy.
Where I was like, I got to put my girls up to get in this.
We
got
a bar fight,
school
kind
this
of.
Guy. School this guy, yeah.
Yeah.
And
one of us was very in shape, a friend, Melissa, and me. Tried to challenge this guy in a planking contest.
But Kristen was like, I don't care what your muscle definition is. I am definitively
opposite
proud
it.
Enough that I'm not going to lose this mother.
Yeah, just yet out of she, being stubborn.
Yeah, she was not. And you really did. What did you injure? Let's go through what you
oh,
injured.
Oh, yeah, I injured my right shoulder on every ab I have, which I didn't even know I had. And then I had, injured my right ankle for planking.
You guys, she had to drink so much to overcome all of that.
I was limping
night,
for 2 weeks. My bad.
It really was.
But
it's,
I still
it's
won.
A thing.
I
it
fucking
really
won.
Is a thing that you have.
It's a thing I have. It's inability to acknowledge my inabilities.
No, it's good.
It's not good. It's good. Totally a heightened sense. It's a false sense
well,
of confidence.
Hold on. Around Finn, I will say, oh, that's a terrible thing. Don't do that. But, you know, I will say it's a good thing to be that, like a bird dog like that. It's kind of
I'm
a good
fine
thing.
In the beginning, and then if there's any sense of competition, I start going, well, this isn't a game anymore. This is real life. Let's
I have
like
a thing to prove.
I've got something to prove, and yeah. I don't want to be bad at this thing. Anyway, the point is, our kids are in sports, and I have to say, first of all, Finn is 10, Eleanor is 8. We just started Eleanor in softball. I'm dugout mom. You know I love it. You know that's like my...
I've been there. It's really
it's
your
my
wheelhouse.
Favorite thing. I wear a color, like a yellow shirt because we're the Golden Bats.
She can whistle very loud.
Oh my God. I'm doing all the cheers with the girls. Yeah. They're totally... they think it's ridiculous that I'm there. Eleanor rolls her eyes at me a lot, but secretly loves it.
Totally loves it.
We're there. It's hot. The games are long. These girls are so good. Like 8-year-olds are fast pitching. I feel like... Eleanor, like, we played rec ball.
We played
dad's pitch to the kids a year and a half ago because of quarantine. So Eleanor has missed a full year. But I feel like these girls were, like, doing some sort of, like, Rocky Balboa training during quarantine.
Oh, my God. Like, whipping their arm around in these, like, big circles before they pitch. And
it's
I'm like,
fast pitch.
Is that what everybody
it's
does?
It's fast pitch softball.
Do you have to do it to throw it that far?
You do. Yes, it's that.
Well, it looks ridiculous. I don't care who. Casey's laughing. You guys, everybody's laughing like it looks like the most normal thing in the world. But if you did that before you bowled, everybody'd be like, "That's a weird ass person."
Because that bowling ball is so heavy. This is a softball. It's so that you can whip it at your hip.
I would love to see the physics on that. Honestly, if anybody is a physics expert, I would love to. Because you're still in control of your arm. It's not like a freaking spinner on a twister board. It might be. This is why I don't understand sports, you guys.
Yeah. The moral of the story. If I say moral of the story one more time, somebody has to punch me in the mouth. That's not a moral of the story. I'm trying to explain sports to Jen.
Can you guarantee me that you won't get mad?
I will not get mad.
Okay.
I will have really puffy lips and that'll look great.
I never would, by the way. Never.
Eleanor... Yeah, because you don't like to sweat or punch or show physical.
But you know, if I did, I'd whip my arm around like a big old softball 8-year-old.
And you know what? I think that'd be an uppercut that would really give a situation.
Oh, God. If you're doing those in a fight, everybody's going to be like, hey, 1920 called and you need to get back there to the Notre Dame wants
to
know.
Step right up. Eleanor started softball. And here's one thing I'm going to tell you about my daughter. My son and I are very similar. My daughter and I are not similar.
More similar to me.
More similar to Jen. More similar to my husband. Eleanor does not... I always do it in a weird English accent.
Because she would like that.
Eleanor is
that.
The most amiable, like, chill, goes with the flow kid until she doesn't want to do it. And then there's not a conversation. It's a decision that's been made. And so far, she got to softball, and she's like, I really don't know how I feel about this. Nah, I don't like it. And we've already bought the bat and the bag, and we're pot committed. Ooh, and she's going to get out there, and she's going to at least try.
When did she decide she didn't like it?
Day one.
Oh.
It's been an uphill battle before we got on the hill.
So she must have been, because the day that we went to watch, because Delilah's hero worships Eleanor. Like, everything is... If Eleanor has a used sock,
Delilah's favorite
sock,
which
so
we love.
We went and Eleanor was so great.
She was great.
And had such a good attitude. So was
did you see in a good attitude, or did you see more of like, I want to stop so I can go play with Delilah?
You know what? I was comparing and contrasting it to what my attitude would have been had I been out on the softball field. So I thought it was aces.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear
you.
Somebody like make a strong argument to why you shouldn't pitch that way. They just want the game to play.
If I were on a team, you know how there's like shortstop, second base. I would that bitch.
Yeah, they'd be like, get her out of here. It's really bright. And you'd
do
be
we
fine
really
with it.
Need that bitch to make our numbers for the week? Can't we just find somebody else to come on?
To cover that bitch's base.
Yeah.
Eleanor, she didn't like it because she wasn't as good as everybody else because those girls have been playing together forever. It's the craziest thing.
Some of
you
those
guys,
were getting like roids in utero. I
couldn't
believe. Yeah.
I think they came out and they were like, oh, you can walk. Let's pitch. Like these girls, I get it.
I don't get it.
I know.
I don't get it, Kristen.
I don't think I get it either. And I'm way more chill than I thought I was. I think that we all can very easily get into this idea that our kid is going to be this professional athlete.
Yep.
And I think that's a tricky, scary little slope because, first of all, I'm from a small farm community. And if you wanted to play, you just got to play. I was terrible at most sports and I got to play and try it out. And I just liked being part of the team. I liked.
Yeah, that's the most important
part. That's the most important part. And so I think I took away from sports what the best thing is from sports. And then it twisted in my 20s, which I don't know what happened there, but a lot of things went wrong in my 20s. So who knows?
You were like, I'm going to use this. And sex, and I'm going to land.
Yeah, and
husband.
I'm also going to grow 2 inches in college. So where was that height when I needed to be a front row
Who's
hitter?
Done that? Except
I know.
For like a man.
I mean, well, Jen,
well,
I think we've explained.
I mean, because boys grow till they're 25, right?
I don't know. I think probably I'm on a little in the masculine side of things. We've all
I
known
stopped
that.
At 9.
Yeah,
every
Jen,
part
like,
of me stopped at 9.
God, that's amazing. You must have been so tall at 9.
What
if you have this weird talent you didn't know? That's what I'm saying about kids. Don't you think don't you think like somebody who goes to the MLB or goes to the NFL or is this like superstar, like starts to show that skill, whether or not you're doing anything about it? Because I think about this girl that I went to elementary school yes. with. I remember we were all taking gymnastics, and I'm going to tell you something straight up. A gymnast, I am not. And I wanted to be, I tried to be. Real, it's all about taking some real physical risks. And I just, that's where
now that you say
draw the line.
I don't see you as real bendy. I see not you more bendy. As like sort of, like one of those like spheres with all the little yeah. parts that you, there's a lot of angles to you. Like
right. But yeah. a fluid mover in a on a beam when I'm afraid of heights,
oh, that's not my not thing. Gonna, no.
The bar, I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing that. I'm the floor, I'm not doing that. The vault, I'm not doing that. Now that I think about it, I am more like Eleanor than I think. Now, I am one that can dispute my own. Here's what's fun about me. I will literally argue with myself. Like my own thoughts about it. Because Finn started baseball a little bit late because we moved to a new part of town. And the league was notoriously competitive. Oh, some dads had gotten LA, in trouble. Guys. But you know what? It happens everywhere. Everywhere,
oh, yeah.
People are like, you know what? I'm going to send my kid to this really expensive football camp because he's going to be a Nebraska Cornhusker. And you know what? If it's your thing, but I just think maybe we're all taking this a little too far sometimes, and maybe we have to go back to what the real core part of sports is, which is the love of the game and yeah. the camaraderie that we get to share. And like, some of my best memories of our new town that we moved to in LA is meeting new moms at my school that had boys on the team, or Chrissy, who's our very good friend, whose son was on the opposing team.
Yeah.
And I would cheer for Felix just like I cheered for Finn.
Oh God, you got to cheer for both teams.
You cheer for both teams. You make it, you're the mom. You get to decide.
Yeah.
You also get to be an a-hole and that person sucks. Like you can make other people feel bad if you're being too much in the stands. And you can hurt the feelings of the other team. I've seen it happen. I'm like, let's all take it down a notch. For example, last year, before all the quarantine stuff, Finn was on a very good part of this baseball team, this new league we're a part of. And we had Colin coach because I was like, you know what? Let's get you in there because you'll do the right thing with these kids. And I don't want it to be overly competitive. We're not going to do that. It's too scary. The dads yell. Everybody fights. I won't be a part of it.
Yeah.
I just won't. But if Colin's coaching, I know that we can.
He's a little protective.
It's too. A little protective. And he's such a.
He'll be protective of all the kids.
All the
too.
Kids.
Yeah.
So we were sitting there and I felt like these dudes behind me, like breathing down my neck. And I looked back and it was these dads that I didn't recognize. And I was like, first of all, you yelled at one of their kids for climbing on the stands with cleats because I thought he was going to fall. And then I was like, you need to sit down. And then I looked back and it was these dads scoping out the team that they were going to play. I go, hey, man, they're seven. They are seven. One of them literally started crying because he had to pee so bad and he didn't want to stop the game. And the other one couldn't tie his shoe. Let's all take it down a notch. Sorry, I'm gesticulating again. That is the shit I can't handle.
You're adamant. That's the stuff that's crazy. Like this team and you're right, it does happen everywhere. But like, we signed Dashiell up to play. It was pitch tee, which means they will try to pitch to you.
And then if you give up,
they'll go like, we're just going to set the ball in front of you and you can hit it. Okay. Like these kids are so young. They played at this park that had like a little duck pond nearby. And if a duck happened to fly by, the whole field, didn't matter what team, everybody like turned.
I can't tell you the number of times baseball games have stopped in play because there was a ladybug.
Exactly. You got to safely get it outside.
Get the ladybug out of the way. And like, somebody's crying because they didn't get to see the ladybug. And you're just like, somebody's on first, but you don't know who because it's a kid that's wandered from another field. So you're getting him back to his parents.
Absolutely. Everybody, you should just, they're all there for the lemon ice. Let's be honest. Yeah. The kids really don't
They
give
hear
a shit.
The guy come by. And then they're like, nobody's paying attention and nobody cares. And it's delightful.
It's wonderful. And that's how it should be.
Longest hour and a half of your life, but delightful.
Oh God, it's so
you have to cheer about shit
boring.
That doesn't even make sense.
If you didn't cheer, you would like die of boredom because that's just all there is to do.
You're like, wait up, keep your pants up, bud.
Yeah, Yeah.
Wait,
hey, that's good eye. Good eye.
Yeah, good swing, buddy. Good swing. Yeah. Good. Put a bat in your hand. Put a bat in your hand.
Attaboy. Like that whole time. And honestly, like.
Exhausting.
My son hated it. Like, if I could get him out there for like 5 minutes, it was incredible. And there were parents that would like take it so seriously and like somebody be up to bat that was like
No.
They're like ringers, you guys. He was like a 7-year-old. And I swear they had like 12-year-olds in there. Like, there was a dude pitching with. I'm not lying. A mustache.
I know. I was like, come on. This guy's a goatee. There's no way this kid's 7.
Absolutely no way. And it would be like a really tense moment. You're like, okay, 2 strikes, 3 balls. I know, what's going to happen now? And Dash would go, hey, Mom, can I be done? I want to be done. Like, he's shortstop. You know, they just like rotate positions. And these parents would be so pissed because they're taking it so seriously. And I'm like, you know what? I paid my $96 too, you guys. Yeah, like I'll just everybody chill.
I just want him to play a sport that's going to be a lifetime sport. Eleanor's loving golf right now. I think that makes her cool. Like, I don't care. I do care. My biggest takeaway. Sorry, keep touching the desk. My biggest takeaway for any sports that my kids do is that they are happy. They're enthusiastic and that they try. That's all I care about, that they try. And I will tell you, I know what it's like to get frustrated with your kid when they don't try. It's embarrassing. You're like, what the hell? You did pay $96. You're like, give it a go, man.
Yeah.
I will tell you, Finn, when we played, and it was a really hot day. It was so hot. We were, and Finn was in the outfield, and it was also kid pitch or whatever.
Pitch tee. Coach pitch.
Yeah, whatever. Mm. Like, you know.
I know all these
they
things.
All look like bobbleheads. Like, the outfits don't fit because they're so small. Anyway, he's out in the outfield, and he's hot. So he takes his hat and puts it over his face. Oh, and God. All I can see is, for no reason, that some kid would actually hit it into the line drive to his face. I'm like, put your hat down. And he's like, it's hot. So then this grandpa starts yelling at him. Get the ball.
Uh-uh.
And I got, it's the first time it ever happened to me. And I got so mad, Jen, that I insta-cried and started my period at the same time. I cried overwhelmed myself into a full explosion. And I think he saw that I cried bled at the same time. And he was like, next level. I was like, don't you yell at him. And then it was like, I was so pissed. I've had that happen a couple times where I think I've overheated into menstruation.
Yeah.
But you know what? Don't fuck with
You're
me.
Like, I just
I just can't deal with it. It's like, these are children. These are little children. They can have their feelings hurt. I see, like, again, mm-mm. I think I have mm-mm. the right idea of what I want. Well, Eleanor, I got to tell you this. Eleanor had another nonplussed day. She was not into it. She had a bad attitude the whole time. I said, you get in there to that dugout and you cheer and you have fun and you show enthusiasm. I'm dugout mom. Keep the sweetie name. How dare you? So she's out there and a ball comes to her. Jen, it is 14 inches away from her foot. And you know what she does? She points to the other girl in the outfield, like, come get it.
Your ball.
Yeah, your ball.
Yeah.
And the coach, literally, but in a good coach way, was like, no, Eleanor, that's your ball. And she like looks at him like, is it? And we got in the car. I didn't yell at her, but I was mad. And I said to her, I said, Eleanor, I don't care if you catch a ball, hit a ball. I don't care. Be the person that tries. Just try.
Yes.
And then she goes like this, dead serious. It's quiet in the car. I'm a little heated. And she goes, I know that you're upset right now. She goes, I'd like to just give you a suggestion. And I go, what suggestion would you have? She goes,
jeez, Hannibal Lecter.
What if we try track? You want to try track after we've done soccer, baseball, softball, ballet, tap? We've done every kind of go noodle. You swim? Dressed as a mermaid.
Let's just check them off. We'll find one.
She's like, I'm just going to throw this out there. What's a simple sport that isn't hard? Let's try track. I'm like, and then she's like, we don't have to. It's just a suggestion. I was like, you just need to not talk right now. I'm so upset.
That's absolutely amazing. And I can hear her saying that. And you know what? What about track?
What Kristen? About track? What about? You know why? Because she's going to have to get out there and run.
All you got to pay for is shoes. You already got those. You're good.
You know what? And she'd actually be really good at it. But here's the truth. I don't want to drive to another location. We've already started softball. She's going to see it through. And I know once
you write that check to the rec center, you're going to get your money's worth. I totally
agree
with that.
We're not quitting.
That. No.
That was a Hensley rule. You start, you don't
That's
quit.
That's what I think. Like, I don't. My kids are not going to be athletes. I don't care. I want them
I don't
to
care
know
either.
The rules of the game so that they could, like, jump into the office league. You
That's
know,
what
whatever
I'm
it is. Like, that they have muscle
whatever
tone.
Whatever pediatric office they're working at.
Absolutely. They know their law firm is going to have a pickup league. Do that. You know,
do
you want that. So
be good at that.
Like, I want them to know how to do it. It's like the piano. It's like, you don't have to be a musician, but you need to know the notes. Like, just
piano,
learn it.
I'm more aggressive about piano than anything.
Well, it makes you well-rounded.
It makes you smarter.
Yeah, it really does. And actually, you can kind of play any instrument.
Also, we all know that anybody that can play a tune generally dates whoever it is they want to. And I'm just trying to up everybody's game in a suitable manner. What? I'm just saying. Anybody goes to a party, bring out a little Elton John, and you sing that, you can date anybody you want.
What listeners are hearing right now is projection.
If I could have whipped out a song and sang it,
yeah,
all of my crushes would have loved me. I had this fantasy
yep.
1 million
yep.
times
yeah.
that I would go into the auditorium
we all do.
During the talent yeah. show. I would play on, I'd either play my clarinet or
I
my piano.
I didn't love her until now, and now
yeah.
she's all I can think
she's
about.
She's all, oh my God, it's exactly how it played out in my head. It's like he, it's just like he wrote it for me. It's exactly what piano's different.
I think the great thing about anybody that's ever been on any kind of a team, like I have been on like groups of it, not sports, but I've been in like groups of people where we had yes. like a common goal and they're indelibly a part of my life.
Oh my God, that night we played running charades at your house will be one of the best nights I remember
yeah.
of my life. It's
I
so
mean,
fun.
Think about any time, like, say you worked closely with people on a work team or something like that.
Yeah.
You have these memories and appreciation for them that you would not have if you hadn't done that. So, like, I totally get that part. That's what I want my kids to experience
yes.
is that, like, and they don't have to be good. And it might take, like, soccer. Yeah, I mean, we've gone through, like, this stuff, and I'm like, what about jujitsu? Is that even what it's called?
Great. Stick with it. Have a good attitude.
Just try
it's all
it.
I
just
care
try
about.
A, thing
a little bit of exercise because I don't. I am like, if my kids were like, hey, I want to be in the anime club, I'd be like, so do I, and that's awesome.
They can
However,
do that, but you also have
you
to do.
You need to get something that has a little
your
fitness.
Mind to your body.
Mind to body.
Mind to body, and also team sports connect body. Mind to other people.
I also think they're so good for girls. I know
yes.
that I don't mean to be.
I wasn't allowed to play sports, guys, and it
I think
up
that's
in
crazy.
A lot. Yeah, no, it is crazy because I wasn't allowed to do it because they're unladylike.
But your mom let you do dance, and dance is an I think.
Why
athletic.
Are you defending my mother?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm leaning into the mic. No,
she didn't make you sit home like you were like a porcelain doll. She just wanted you to do something that would. There was a little bit more feminine, right?
Yeah, but I so desperately wanted to play a sport.
What
I
sport did you want to play?
Soccer.
Really?
I wanted to play soccer so bad because you didn't you don't have to be tall. You have to. I knew I had
scrappy.
Strong legs. I had to be scrappy. I could do that.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to play soccer, and I would beg and I would beg every single when the paperwork would come home that I would do it. Wasn't allowed to do it.
Ugh.
And I want my daughter to do it so bad, even if she hates it, just to say. Oh, that's not for me because I never got the chance to do it. And I was always I was always picked last for sports because I didn't know how to do them. And that sucks.
Well, now I feel bad that I didn't say you could play on our softball team. I
look,
had a lot riding
so
on that team.
I'm so at home with it. And you know what? My talents are other things.
I have to say this. Wait, do we have to go to an editorial?
Probably. Let's do it right now.
Okay. I'm going to tell you how softball saved my life.
Softball saved Kristen's life. I have not.
You did. I'm going to say... Oh. Okay, so after...
Drink more wine.
Okay.
Have a big sip of wine. And
I'm
going to
talk about my feelings, and here we go. Here we go. Right before I met Colin, which was that really hard year after I went through a really terrible breakup.
She was our little baby bird with a broken wing.
I was a broken little bird.
Get her back in that nest and thrive a little bit.
God, breakups and heartbreak are the hardest thing. And I think I was less upset about losing the person I had been dating before.
Like, you
was
guys a big were, breakup. You were very serious when you were dating. And I'm not trying to diminish it, like, at all by saying the baby bird thing. But it was devastating.
I was
and
devastated.
You were, like, a hurt
I was. I was afterwards. That's kinda why scared. When people say they are going through divorce or going through a breakup, I have such empathy for them because I'm like, I don't think I did before. I don't think I knew what it could do to you. It literally changed my DNA, but I knew that I needed to heal. You were great about taking care of me and letting me go with you and Britt to, like, every date you went on. And I was a real sad sack for, and that's okay. That's okay. And I was healing and I knew that about myself. I knew that I had to do work on myself. And I knew that I was in my 30s. That was scary to be single again in my 30s and think about the fact that I wanted to be a mom. I didn't have any prospects of anything. And then slowly but surely, about a year after the breakup, my friend Toby was like, hey, do you want to join this softball team? And I was like, yeah, yes, I do. And so it was the perfect timing for me to join this softball team. I was really alone. So I was like, I had my friendships, but like you have to work really hard to connect. And that is, it doesn't come as easily as you get older. You know, that's why like there is this, anyway, my point is I got asked to be on this softball team.
I don't want you to breeze through that because one of my favorite things that I say about you is that when there's a very good friend of ours that like had gone through a bad breakup and was like, I am never like my life that I imagined is not going to be. And I said, my dear friend, Kristen was like, no, fuck what the narrative is.
Yep.
Whatever I'm scared of that it's going to be. And she met this wonderful dude 6 months later.
Yeah.
I was polite in saying that because it was like 6 weeks later.
Yeah.
She's pregnant and married.
Well,
it
was a year after the breakup. So first of all, and then I met Colin and then like,
but
I think.
But it took like balls to.
It takes action. And I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal. I'm just saying.
She's not.
Thank you.
She's not.
I appreciate that. But I just knew that I wanted this life. And like, I felt like the secret was I was going to get it if I was happy. And I had to be happy without it. Like, I had to be okay with it. And
yeah,
by the way, I went so far as to look at, like, adopting kids on my own. Because I was like, if I want to be a mom, boy, I'm getting off softball, but I'm going to get back there.
No, it is.
But
people who are sports people love it because it's life.
It's life. And I was like, I'm going to look at this as, like, if this is my life, how do I fill my life with if it doesn't have all the components I want, but I want to be happy? So I joined this softball team, and this softball team was such a life changer for me because it was a weekly team, and we would dress up every week in different costumes.
Oh,
it was
God, that's perfect.
All the guys were
now
good
I'd
looking.
Be on that team.
All the guys were good looking. All the girls were super fun and good looking. Like everybody, not that good looking matters.
So weird. I was not asked to be on this team, but
well,
okay,
Jen,
keep going.
What I mean to say is everybody was cool. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to date any of the guys on the team. I just had such fun with them.
Yeah.
And they brought back my spirit. Like
living
I was like,
your life.
I'm living my life. I'm fully like we were just and then we would go have drinks afterwards and I would think that we would like flirt, but instead we would like crowd around a table and we were like, all right, if we put Kristen at first and then we have Matt at third base, if we anybody and so we came like we loved it. We were enthusiastic about it. It was so dorky. And then a fateful day, I was teaching at the time and I went into this theater because I wanted to do a comedy show at this theater, and I met this guy named Colin. And a couple weeks later, I certainly had been already banging him regularly at this point, but I just wanted to seal the deal. And I asked him like a really serious question. I was like, will you play shortstop tonight? And I was so nervous. I was like, if he sucks, it will ruin this.
You'll hate
and
him. Yeah.
He was so into it and so fun. And it was the sexiest thing I'd ever seen. And he loved it. And we won the championship. And he goes, that's the first time I'd ever been on a team where we won a championship. And
aww.
I thought, here's this. Guys, it's a city league. Thank you.
You guys.
City league, baby.
You guys, here's the moral of the story.
Do I get to punch you?
Yeah. Is that here's my girl. She's like, it's bottom of the eighth. Like, she's not going to win. It's what, bottom of the ninth? I don't know.
What, okay. You can,
it's bottom of the ninth.
You're
help me
doing
out here.
Great. You're doing great.
All right. She's like, I don't feel like I'm going to win this game. I'm right. feeling bad, but I'm going to play.
I'm going to play.
So she gets up onto the mound and she has this.
The mound
arm
is coming.
That swings around like a windmill. And even though her friends are like, there's no physics, that doesn't support that pitch.
Yeah.
She throws just a strikeout.
Thanks, baby.
And then she marries that guy, and here she is today.
Yeah.
So they get in the game.
In the game.
Right?
I know this is such a corny metaphor, but I don't know if anybody single is listening to us, but I always say that. And like, here's the funny thing. I would go places and people would go, hey, I heard you met somebody. It really inspired me. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I that story?
Yeah.
Am I that person?
Both still that story where people are like, you're so brave.
You're
to
so
wear
brave
what you wear.
When you do. And I was like, I thought that was my good day.
I had no idea.
Those are my skinny jeans.
That's our podcast, you guys.
That's our podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.